You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing. We're here, folks. Welcome.
Welcome back.
Thanks for bearing with our hiatus, so to speak. You know,
we're down to one a week until shit's less busy.
Yeah. And also, like, we have something fun to talk about with, you know, this fucking team.
We do?
No. Until we have something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean,
getting right into it, folks.
I'm really mad that everyone copied the meme I made looking at you, Bernie. Looking at you, Jeff Jones. Looking at you. I don't know if Jeff Jones did. I'm just going to name everyone. Looking at you, Katie Wu, Brendan Schaefer, Derek Gould. I made that fucking meme first where I said, wow, let's see how this team looks compared to last year. And you all just took what I did and added one extra game to it. Congratulations. You plagiarized the stupidest Cardinal fan with a Twitter account. Good job. Hope you feel proud of yourself.
I have no idea what this is about.
Oh, I made the meme comparing, like, let's see what they're doing compared to last year. Because
yeah,
Fangraphs and Baseball Reference at times can be awful websites, and they don't update stats same day.
Oh,
they do it in the morning. So I did the Cardinals' first 21 games last year compared with this year. And last year, we were 8-13. And this year, prior to today, we were 9-12. But we might as well go off what happened today. Sonny Gray punched out 12 guys. First time a Cardinal pitcher punched out over 10 batters since Adam Wainwright in like 2021. Last year, we had three instances where a starting pitcher, not three guys, three instances where a starting pitcher punched out 10 plus. Two of them by Michaelis, one by Jay Flair. And Sonny breezed by that. He was dominant. Then he gave up two runs in the seventh, and we saw his ERA balloon to a staggering 1.04 as he took the loss as the Cardinals failed to score more than three runs for the, I think, 14th time so far this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough. So last year they started 9-13 their first 22 games. This year they're 9-13 through their first 22 games. The only thing that's different last year that is better this year is we have a lower ERA. Probably after Sonny start today, we're probably better in terms of strikeout percentage. But runs given up, I think we've given up about 100 runs scored. We haven't even scored 80 fucking runs at this point. Last year's team around this time had like a 770 OPS. This year's team is hitting like Paul DeJong. They're like, it was 650 going into this game, but now it's probably closer to six. They played some tough competition. They started their season out on the West Coast.
They got a pass,
but, you know, maybe the freakout meter doesn't mean that high. I don't know. I will say this. They're worse than last year so far. They're a much worse team statistically compared to last season.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is, it's obviously a huge part of it's Paul Goldschmidt.
It's Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Gorman. It's the fact that And you know, I initially carried water for the front office when it came to outfielders because you don't plan on three of them getting hurt, but you do plan on Tommy Edman possibly not being on the roster. So I do blame them for not having a big league ready batter, or sorry, big league ready outfielder ready. Because guess what we did today before the game? We sent down Victor Scott. Good. He was god awful at the dish with his cup of coffee. Started his big league career.
Brought up Pedro.
Yeah, and we brought up Pedro, and we brought up Nick Robertson. We sent down Victor and Pallante. Pallante sucks.
Yeah.
Pallante
Palante was good.
when he had that, you know, I guess flash in the pan, was supported by a defense that won like four or five gold gloves. He has not improved his swing and miss stuff. I honestly hate all the publicity he got for just throwing a power curveball in the winter. I am anti-analytics now. We need to return to tradition. Gorman and Goldie went to Driveline, and they suck right now. Pallante, guess what? Blows even harder. So good. Good job,
Hey,
nerds.
maybe it's the same argument that makes more sense now with like Jeff Albert is like the hitting system. You know, it takes a few years to kick in,
Yeah, no one's
but like
calling.
Driveline,
Yeah, no one's called for
like a
Turner
glue.
Ward to die yet. Which, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of impressed. It seems like the best fans in baseball have learned to bite their tongue on their satiation for hitting coach violence. We should bring back Mark McGwire. I think that's what's cool. He was yoked.
I also think that one Turner Ward is just like the
The
most
stupid
like
name.
it's just the most white guy like Homer good old boy name you can possibly have, whereas Jeff Albert is just kind of looked like a rat.
Jeff Albert sounds like a King of the Hill character, and every
That's
time I hear Turner Ward, I think of Turner and Hooch, that
oh.
Tom Hanks movie where he gets that big disgusting dog, you know? He's like, "Ouch." It's like an old, it's like when Tom Hanks was just a comedy guy back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
So that's what
Turner
I think.
Ward sounds like the kind of name where when he has a kid, he's gonna name it fucking something like
Chandler.
no, Caden or
Caden, but like Kaiden,
Yeah.
something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Gunner. Caden Gunner
I'm
Ward.
Gunner Ward.
I'm Caden Gunner Ward. And I back the blue. I go to a segregated school like Jackson Holiday. Anyway.
Oh man, he's fucking struggling since he's been called up.
Yeah, but he's, you know.
19.
Yeah, he's a 19-year-old boy, is what he is.
Oh man.
He's a 19-year-old boy facing 3,000 RPM fucking sliders. All right, give him. He's gonna be fine. The rest of the Orioles are gonna be fine. Their fucking 7 and 8 hitters hit massive donks today in Westberg and Kowser. So that team's gonna be a problem until they actually have to pay those players. But you know, Peter Angelos fucking died, so maybe they'll carry a payroll of a, you know, 170 plus million at some point. Anyway, this team's worse than last year so far. Goldie, I forgot. I think he's like what, 9 for his last 50 something since opening day when he went 3 for 3, and we're all like, oh man, career resurgence. No, he got bumped down to the fifth spot in the batting order. Gorman got dumped down to the eighth. They played small ball. Newt hit a bomb that 402-foot sac fly kind of that got robbed by Blake Perkins, and then the Cardinals threatened with the bases loaded, one out, choked. Guess what? Alec Burleson, the king of hard hit bad luck, did what he always does and pulls a hard hit ground ball. They threatened again later on, runners at second and third. They choked. I think we were left fucking 9 men on. We were 0 for 3 early on in the game with runners and score. It was just terrible. It was terrible. We got swept by the Brewers, who are bad. Who are bad. We scored 6 fucking runs, I think. So we scored 5 and lost 12-5 in game 2. Good job, Magamakalis, with a quality start of 4 2/3 and a billion runs given up. And the bullpen came in, shattered their pants, and
I have a theory about
fucking
Michaelis.
sent Pallante down for it. Good job.
I have a theory about Miles.
What's your theory about Miles? He got vaxxed?
I think he has a good year when we're introduced to him regularly wearing like one new type of sock style. Like
Okay.
early on in his career, he was always in the
Yeah, like,
stirrup. Yeah.
yeah, I know what you mean.
And he had a couple great years. But then that fucking luster fades and it fades quick. And what do you have to do? You have to come up with a new way to display or not display your socks. He's done the two traditional ways, Tom. We
Yeah.
need to come up with a third. This is how we save the season.
No, I think what happens is that the minute Missouri starts executing trans people, the Michaelis family will be fine at that point, because as we all know, they're very scared of trans people. I think Michaelis will be able to sleep at night, and then we can expect at least 5 2/3 of 3-run bingo from him at that point.
It's just like a gigantic gay beam of energy just down and hits him, and he throws his arms
He's like,
out. He
honey,
starts
come.
like levitating, just ah!
Honey, killed a trans teenager. He's like looking out this
All
window.
the rights and powers have been bestowed onto me.
Yeah, he's like, honey, come look, as they're taking down gender neutral bathroom
Yeah.
signs at Target. He's like, nature is healing. This fucking Missouri State Highway Patrol starts wearing black leather and jack boots. I think that's what he wants. I think he just sucks. And yeah, I'm happy he started the season as a race. Sonny's an ace. God damn. You watch his start at all?
No, I was driving. Well, no, I wasn't driving then.
You're fucking, and then you were driving. Yeah. You know, I just don't want to brag. But I, I've been under a petticoat or two. Sonny Gray, I watched. It was the only highlight at work. 12 punchies, all dominant. Man, his curveball was biting. His sweeper was sweeping. He touched 95 a couple times. He was tight, dude. I mean, let
Yeah.
him down.
You let that fucking hairline down
We let that hairline down.
even more.
Yep.
It just moved back another inch, folks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guy out here looking like a decaying ecosystem. Like he's looking like a community we're in the middle of gentrifying. That's what his hair looks like, and we let that dude down.
Yeah.
How could we do that to
He
him?
looks fucking irradiated right now.
He looks, yeah, he looks like a Fallout
Yeah.
character.
No, there are.
What's up, smooth skin?
Microorganisms on him, on his skin, are using bottle caps as currency,
That's
is
what
all
they're
I'm
doing,
saying.
yeah.
Yeah.
Shady sands on his hand. What's up, smooth skin? What's it like jerking off with no pain, smooth skin? You playing Fallout 4 yet?
No, I haven't taken the PS4 in. I mean, I played a little bit of it on my PS4 when it first came out.
Yeah. So you get the ghoul joke, yeah.
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 Fallout, I mean, it was fun. I just didn't have any like real understanding of like this is what you're supposed to do. This because it was a new game. So
When 3 came out, yeah, because I just saw they were like, it's gory and explodey. I'm like, oh, I fucking love that. I'm like, what is this shit? Ugh. Because the gameplay is kind of bad in it. I mean, at the time it was cool, but when you go back and play, you're like, yeah, well, in a time when there's iron sights in games, they're like, we won't. This camera just gets a little scrunchier. That's what it does, you know. Good game series. I need to watch the show.
Yeah, I'm finishing the last season of Curb because we are finally to
You're
final
ready.
season.
You're ready
I
to.
watched season
You haven't
13,
had this.
episode 1.
You haven't had it spoiled for you yet, the final one.
I just know
You
that the
do
last scene or the last scene they filmed was like him on an airplane. I saw their like little promo
It
video.
was. I'm gonna spoil it. They go. It flies right into the World Trade Center. Boom, 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 boom. That's the theme song for the Cardinals this year.
Exactly.
They suck. What a bad team. I mean, at least we're not White Sox fans, even though we are now tied with the Rockies for least amount of runs scored in the National League. It is. What was Ryan ranting on? That it's time. It's time where we just are bad. Where,
Ryan's like a prophet. He's much more of a prophet than Nick.
yeah, Nick just kind of gets lucky with wild man predictions. But Nick does have good ones. He does. I mean, you know.
I mean, he whenever
He willed the Arenado trade
when
into
he
existence.
hits, he hits.
When he hits, it's very
Like,
on the nose.
Nick's predictions are like Adam Sandler when he's gambling in movies. He just fucking goes for it.
He's uncut gems with
Yeah.
it. Okay, no, that
Yeah.
makes sense. Ryan is much like Woody Harrelson's character in what, 2012?
Yeah.
That's what it
I think he's like
is.
Steve Carell's character in The Big Short, where he's just like, I'm only going to sell AAA bonds now, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what he is.
Yeah.
And then
He
Nick
hedges
is,
bets.
yeah, Nick is the Floridian real estate salesman they
Yeah.
got here. And I'm clearly Margot Robbie in the bathtub.
No, you're 100% Christian Bale's character in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Just banging on loud
if
instruments,
you
getting
are a
autistic.
character in that movie,
You
you
know
are
what's
Christian
funny? You
Bale.
mentioned that. I was like, I should put my savings into a CD. I've been thinking about that all week. I was like, what is the return on investment of a CD? I was like, fucking all my umping money that I make from here on out, like 3 grand in there. I'm like, make it like an extra $300 in 7 months, maybe. That's all I thought about. So
Is it a maybe or is it a guarantee?
it's a guarantee. It's like, what if I don't do it now, or the interest on the return is gonna change, is all. So that's it.
Man, if I had more of a safety net, I'd do that shit.
Yeah, no,
If I had
it's
like a second savings account that was like my rainy day fund. Oh man.
no, that's a good thing. Yeah, it was just, I was kind of debating that or taking the money out of like a big chunk out of like my Northwestern one. Because it's kind of stagnated, and I'm not really anticipating it to pick up steam until like they cut interest rates again. So whenever they do that, then my Northwestern accounts will go up, and then I don't know, I'll probably gamble some of that and
Will you
tell my
bring some
fine.
smokes home with the milk?
Yeah, no, I.
Show up with a bucket of chicken every Friday night.
Be like, oh, it's party time. Guess who
Yeah,
had a 10% ROI? No, yeah, it's no, I'm Mike O'Berry in that one. Yeah, just listening to Metallica and be like, hold that line.
I think I'm both of the guys that dance when they make all the money, and then Brad Pitt's like, knock it the fuck
Now I
off.
gotta fuck off. For every point unemployment rises, 10,000 people die, or whatever he
Yeah.
says.
I
So.
actually looked into that, and I think that's kind of a made up stat.
Yeah, I
I could
mean,
not find anything that corroborates like that exact figure
it was
or even close to
probably,
that figure. Like,
what is it? Yeah, probably correlation doesn't equal causation type of thing. There's probably like, oh, there's this trend in some instances of it, but
yeah.
that's just me pulling that out of my ass. But
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a very cool line. I mean, and
it's a
again,
great line. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
it all
A
he's.
principled evil person. That's what you gotta
No.
admire about Brad Pitt's character in it. So.
Hey.
Eh,
But, yeah, no, I'm just, because I'm like, yeah, that's really bad, but, like, fuck, I got a
I'm so,
groove.
yeah, dude,
Like,
bruh,
I just made, like, hundreds of millions of dollars. This
I'm life-changing money. You just, oh, like, I can't even do that much cocaine over a lifetime.
Yeah, imagine, but it's like me doing that with like $2,600 at a roulette table.
No, you have a 5-leg parlay that hit, an NBA parlay that hits, that makes you like $200. You're like, ooh, ooh. Ooh, gotcha. Wait, it's NBA postseason, right?
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, hit me up. I'll literally like once a week. That's
Is
when.
it worth my time to do like the, oh, you sign up and you use like a code and then you get like.
Please tell me if you really want, because you have to go over to Illinois to put
Yeah,
it
I'm just
down.
thinking because they do like, oh yeah, here's $200 of bonus bets and
They
shit.
usually, it's like if you hit or something, I think it's like $5 is usually. They give you like a small portion of it, but yeah, I mean, if you find one on that, sure.
Oh wait, if they hit with that portion of 200.
Yeah, they do one like if you win, you get like a bonus or some shit. Most of the time, whatever promo codes I've like seen are just like they give you like a couple free bets, which are like $5 like bets you can put on a prop or a parlay. So. Yeah, sorry, like my leftist bona fides go out the door when it comes to putting $5 down on the most wild fucking parlay to make me $1,500 like in the Super Bowl and it come up one leg short. I can't explain it. Yeah, I mean, it's good to engage the game. I don't know. It's bad, it's evil, but you know, I'm gonna try and make some money if I can.
You just need to get crazy with like some 28 leg parlays.
Well, that's what I do.
Put a dollar down.
So like I made probably I only came out about $10 ahead for football season. Because I had a few hit that made me like $80 or $90. But usually I will put three bets down, like 2 5-leggers on like, you know, a game, you know, and then I'll the third bet it'll be for if all of them hit. So and I came close a couple times. Close one was the craziest one was almost a Super Bowl one. It's that one I would have made like $1,500 because you guys saw how much I stopped caring about the score and started caring about like please get Pacheco 6 more rushing yards. Like,
It's clock management. That's not the time.
I was like, oh, they're going overtime. I could do, get him 6 more yards. Couldn't. Fucking Chiefs. Sex shit. Speaking of that, Taylor Swift's album came out. We should listen to that and then do a review. Are they? I've been seeing it get flamed pretty hard.
Song with Post Malone.
Yeah, because a strong white
He
man.
also did a song with.
Yeah,
So,
that's probably the only two good ones. I thought the title was cringe, and then they had like a pop-up bookstore with all her poems or like CDs on them, but they were like displaying them like poems. So I'm like, this is like Taylor Swift's fine. She's a billionaire. She's never gonna need anything. She destroys the environment. Those things you should criticize her for. Most people that we run into that don't like her or probably don't like her because she's a woman and that she's, you know, a pop star. Okay. Swiftie fans are very rabid and deluded. That's a okay, fine. I mean, I've been that way before. But we all got to come together and admit she's a little cringe. She's a little cringe. She can be a little cringe. She can own that. She has government changing money. She can be a little cringe. So
I mean, yeah, you're fuck you money. Fuck you environment.
she is my age, and if she took my net worth, she would have a billion of me. So that's basically, yeah, she has nothing to worry about ever again. So she could overthrow a Central American country if she wanted to.
She should.
She's like, Honduras, you're mine. A legion of Swiftie fans jump out of Black Hawk helicopters. The Swiftie Navy. That would be a Civil War movie I'd watch at that point. It's Taylor Swift. So she reverted back to her country music days, and the South rose again under the banner of Swift.
I'd say I agree with most of what you said. I feel like I'm a little softer on like the. I don't necessarily think they're all rabid. I just think that there's like definitely a lot of.
You're getting tubed off by Swiftie fans. This is why.
No.
You're letting your dick be
No.
biased.
Because like. I mean, because like, not. A, n no one's crazy. I mean, not everyone's crazy, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So. My thing is, I don't like the weird, like, I'm gonna scream like I might just got like my letter that my husband died in Vietnam and I'm
Oh,
like
that one? Yeah,
crying
that
on
was
the
insane.
phone. Like,
Yeah.
that's an
The people on Twitter, whenever the album came out, clearly like name searching to yell at people over it. I was like, okay,
Did
let's
your brother
behave.
reach out to you? Taylor Swift in a tweet.
I only tweeted once about her and wasn't even anything mean.
Yeah, I just didn't
Yeah.
know if that was like that. Well, actually, from what
No, it's people I'm mutuals with are Taylor Swift fans. I saw them. And then I like, then my timeline started filling with people making fun of her. Well, like kind of making fun of like either like just using it as like a really detached ironic joke, kind of like Taylor Swift Army, you know? And then others being like, this fucking album sucks. This is her worst yet. And I'm like, let's click on the replies. And I'm like, oh man, they've already found their address. Pace Magazine released a review, and they didn't release their author's name or the title of the reviewer's name, because last time they did that, Swift fans found and doxed that person and sent them death threats. So I'm like, over like a cringe like pop star? Like,
Yeah, I mean,
what is this?
that, I mean, that's insane.
I love the Foo Fighters. They're cringe. I love them, but they're cringe, you know? Dave Grohl's a little dork, you know? Their music's kind of grown stale with me through the years, but, you know, it was my favorite band growing up, you know?
I'm Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Kiedis is pretty cringe.
Big, big hog. I mean, he's genuinely crazy in a way that I can't say he's cringe. You know, that band was, you know, the Chili's, I only like listened to a few of their albums. Like, I did buy one of them, so I will say that they got that. I mean, like Stadium Arcadium, fucking banger.
That
Got
was
a great one.
insane.
Yeah, that's I guess their opus from Tyler's huge Chili Peppers fan, so he told me all about them. And but I've never seen them like do something I think was fucking hokey or dorky. I mean, they were
Yeah, I mean,
pretty.
yeah.
They seem pretty rad.
The Cox and Socks thing is pretty cool.
Pretty dope.
Out wearing tube socks.
Getting a bunch of dome.
I was like, are you guys hard this whole time?
That's the power of the music, baby.
But the Stadium Arcadium's good. Blood Sugar Sex Magik is another, you know,
That's another good one. Yeah.
big older albums. They put out two new albums last 2023. They did a double album, which was pretty cool. You know, they spaced it, but two albums in a year, pretty sick. There was like, it's always disappointing when your favorite, you know, of all time, like music, they don't make an album where like every song, or at least 85% of them, you're like wild about. You're like, yeah, this is fucking rad. That's kind of how I felt about one of them. The other one I liked probably like 70% of the album. So, yeah.
My favorite album still to this day is not by it's Foo Fighters, it's by Gorillaz, Demon Days. Still
Oh,
my
is that the one Clint Eastwood's on?
yeah. Oh
Yeah.
wait, no, wait, hold on. Clint Eastwood.
Do 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 do
Do
do do. Ah, na, 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 na,
No, that ain't that one. No,
na,
that
na.
ain't that one. I ain't happy.
I'm
I'm in a
feeling
bag. I
sad.
sunshine. In a bag, I'm
In
useless, but
a
in a bag, the
bag.
future is in a bag. Finally, somebody let me out
Yep.
of my bag. Stopping me is nothing because I'm in a bag. Yeah, no, that one's not on that album. That one has bangers like El Manana, Kids with Guns. The last two albums bleed to, or two songs bleed in the together, which is Don't Get Lost in the Heaven and Demon Days. It's got Dare on it, where they had this fucking British addict, fat British addict with a horrible like Cockney accent saying it. The lyric was supposed to be "It's there," but he kept saying "It's there." Wow. And so they just changed it to that. So I'm like, oh, okay. They should have asked if he was making grilled cheeses in the morning. But
Yeah. No,
oh,
he's making them at night.
he's making them at night, folks. One in the morning. Go around down. No, that album, that's my favorite album. Like I mean, this is, you know, I don't have like a big musical no or a big encyclopedic knowledge of like music or whatnot. This might be an LA Pack question, is, you know, greatest albums, like pieces of art of all time, you know, when it comes to that.
His music taste sucks. He can lick my dick. Fuck
Okay,
you,
come
Pat.
on. He
Fuck
he's
you.
not said anything about your music.
Yeah, he has.
What has he
We got
said?
into it on Twitter.
What did he say about your
We'll
music?
look up the receipts. He
Okay.
was dunking on my boy Noah.
Noah.
He was dunking on him.
The guy who built the boat? Noah?
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Pat. Pat, you
That
can't
guy
do
kept music
that.
alive
He
during a
did.
flood, bitch.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, Pack is still weighing with his controversial opinions, according to Josh. But I
Yeah.
always thought Demon Days is one of the greatest albums of all times for me, you know.
Yeah.
Only album I'm like I can listen through the whole thing and not at one point consider pressing skip.
I'll say one of my second favorite albums, which people will jump down my throat because of my of all of Green Day's albums.
Wait, I got it right here. It's the David Allan Coe Underground album. You know
No,
how racist that album is,
no,
Jeff?
no,
No,
yeah,
no.
no, like fucking American Idiot, best album.
It's a pretty good one. People shit on it a lot. They're like, this is when they either sold out or they went political, which means snobby left wingers went the first one, and then, well, conservatives would hate that album. It's very anti-Bush. That is
Yeah.
that is, Green Day was an anti-Bush man. Good
Beautiful
for them,
album. Weezer's
I
Blue Eyes.
kind of revisit it. I'm actually that is interesting bringing that up. It was like I remember like a few months ago. It may have been like either when I was up in St. Louis, or maybe it was a year ago when I last time I worked up there. But I revisit the whole album. I played it all, and like when I was a kid, because we didn't have the old Spotify back in my day. We had to have burn CDs and LimeWire and give our computers super AIDS for that. One of the albums I got was that, and I loved that album when I was a kid. So I'm like, let's get some nostalgia and see if we can go through it. And I still remember it, like it was still playing. Like I still remember every single lyric from it. So it kind of waned on me, not the same as like greatest album, like how you feel, but I can see that. It was Jesus of Suburbia. That song fucking kicks ass.
Jesus, Saint Jimmy kicks ass.
Yeah. My name is Jimmy and you better not wear it.
Give me Novocaine's a good song.
So give me fucking brain. Come on, we can do it. Let's gay up Green Day. Come on.
Mm.
American, a slobbing my shit dicky it.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm the boop. We'll just leave that line in
And
there.
then She's No Ordinary. I think that's another one.
She's an extraordinary girl in an ordinary world
Hey.
because everyone knows she's gay. Yeah,
Yeah.
she buys denim
Puffer
jackets and jeans. She's a finger
vectors.
blasting machine.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's her name on that one? Homecoming.
Oh, dude, there's such a good rhyme in
What is
there.
it?
Like, she's a fan of the fairer sex.
And
Got a lease on a Subaru Crosstex.
they're moving in after 1 month of dating.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, no, they have some good ones. Oh, the and Waiting, Holiday, Boulevard of Broken Peen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like my song. Like, I remember I was at a Boy Scout. Dude, see.
God damn no.
No, you'll love this.
Just being in pain.
We were at a Cub Scout, like,
Oh God.
affair, and we were at Cape Skate, if you ever went.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we were there, and I wasn't skating all day because I fucking sucked at it.
Yeah.
Because I was on actual skates, and they just had a big ass like concrete floor. So like when it you fucking fell, it
Yeah, you
fucking
gotta be
hurt.
able to fucking
Yeah.
skate, dog.
But then I fucking learned because that song came on, and I was like, it's my song. And I fucking like strapped up. And you know what? I got really good on the carpet, and then I moved to that fucking pavement, and I just,
Dude.
yeah, did 3 minutes, and I was like,
Going up to
I'm
like
done.
going up to chick skate, you're like, read between the lines, what's fucked up and everything. And they're like, ah, gross.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, Wendy. And you push her. You board her like a hockey player.
Yeah, I'm a first grade Josh, just like skating around.
First grade.
Wearing maybe second grade, but yeah,
Yeah, no. You're laying it down
I'm
that
wearing a
day.
Value City jersey that my mom got me that's light blue, made by South Pole, and just says like
God, don't mention
it's just
South
it's
Pole.
just a oh no, it wasn't made by South Pole, it's made by Rockaware, and it's just
Okay.
like Compton across it because she knew I like this.
Compton, are you
I
fucking
legit
kidding?
no, that's the jersey. In LL Cool Josh, that
Oh
photo when he
no.
photoshopped to 9/11, that is the photo.
Oh my
All right,
God, no.
gotta bring it up because it's something like Compton, I swear to God.
Oh no.
LL Cool Josh, LL Cool
Josh, I
Josh.
got you a jersey. It's that song by that That ice guy, the
Yeah.
Jay-Z, whatever, something about friends in Paris. I got you a jersey with
Dude,
it.
I just have to.
Fellas in Paris.
This is a weird thing because I'm just trying to search just for 9/11
Amongst
photos on my
10,000
phone.
photos, yeah.
Like, man, Apple should get their shit together to where I can just
Get that AI.
search 9/11.
Well, here, while I dig it up, he gave me like flashbacks to South Pole because you were poor and poverty stricken in my school if you didn't own like if you didn't wear like Aeropostale, American Eagle, Abercrombie, Fitch, and Hollister. And I remember asking my mom, like, can I fucking fit in and get some of those clothes? And she's like, yeah. And she went to J.C. Penney's
Oh
Papa
no.
Bluff and bought me South Pole. And I was like, I what the
No, there in the actually that's a very funny moment because in the Ben Carson movie, his mom gets him like the wrong type of like just plain black pants.
Yeah.
And then he like I think like tries to like hit her. Like he tries to like go at this woman. Oh, God damn it, mom. Yeah, it's so
They're gonna fucking hold me down
I'm
and
just gonna
beat the
search in the
shit out of me.
messages. LL Cool Josh.
LL Cool Josh. The coolest of Josh's.
God, I'm having to look into like that. Oh, why the fuck does it not save photos now? All right.
You got to
Oh,
five.
fuck, I forget I'm crossing my arms in it. What a build up.
That is a
But yeah,
build-up.
that jersey I'm pretty sure said Compton.
Oh my God.
My mom did horrific. Well, I've told you about the jean jacket I got.
Yeah.
That one, I think was South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And then the jacket I'm talking about was
You're looking
Rockaway.
like a regular Wiggy Smalls out
Seriously,
there.
it was like cut up like denim. And then some spots there was like these like denim patches they put all over it, and it had like gold and blue like Letterman's jacket, like little straps at the end of the sleeves, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those
What
little.
music do you like, little boy? I fucking love Baltimore and A Broken Dream. You can tell by my Compton jersey. Suck my dick. Susan, your kid's got an attitude problem.
He keeps it, and it's also even funnier. My mom would get mad at me and like. Middle school because I was always watching BET after school. She's like, why is the TV always on BET? Why are you watching BET?
Because I
I was
love
like,
watching the PJs, Mom. Have you ever seen the PJs? Oh, I thought I sent you guys like a link of that.
you might have, but
It's an Eddie Murphy stop motion animation TV show,
okay.
and it is soul plane levels of black stereotypes, but by black people. It's so like part of you feels a little conflicted when you're watching it because it's adorable, but holy fucking shit, is it overwhelming? He plays the projects manager, and the projects is what it is, and the jokes just write themselves after that. So
That's Larry. He's
I
a
will
real
have to,
kid.
they have one of their tenants is like a voodoo casting like Caribbean woman.
Oh.
My favorite
That's
one.
a
Oh God, this is the clip I sent you guys.
tuba, if you will.
This is the one I sent you guys. Okay, because I forgot. They have I can't remember. No, it was one of his tenants is super poor and he thinks she's eating dog food, but she has like a she's like flipping it for money, I think I remember. Anyway, he gets like all the tenants together, but like we should raise money or food for her. And one of the tenants is Asian. And he's like, dog food? He's like, yeah. Why would we want to stop her from eating dog? He's like, no, dog food is what it is.
All
I'm like,
right.
okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It
All right.
is a very Yeah, we're gonna have to watch it. I mean, we watch Indian Police Force, we watch Soul Plane. Like, I don't think this, like, I don't think we're crossing any line just by looking at this media, just by experiencing it.
We need to have Cody over and just watch that one night.
Get him high again, you know,
Well,
get on Rock
no,
Over.
not that show, but
Indian
the
Police
Indian
Force.
Police Force.
Yeah, no, that one's insane. That
What
is, we're not going. Who it?
character?
We are going to get this bastard. I remember they'd said that, like, we are going to get, and it didn't match up with the subtitles with the dub. They're like, we're gonna get this guy, and it's like, we are going to get this bastard, this son of bitch. That is, yeah, no. When I stopped working as much, or when umping's done, we're just, you know, we've done enough hack fest. We need just, we're gonna get really high, and just be like, and put a fucking microphone in front of us, not live, and just watch that show. It's what we're gonna do. That, because that's too much.
Do some red letter media shit.
They're in really tight pants, tight like chinos, tight like khakis, brown police uniforms, where they're all kind of got a gut a little bit, like they skip leg day. So like, and then they have like a big like Glock on their side, and they, it like, it's how I imagine, like, you know, I guess an Indian guy would think he look hot is how it would be. I was like, and
A
honestly,
real Taj Mahal, if you will.
okay, young man,
What?
no, that's good.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I'm being fair, as soon as they, because they all have gold rimmed aviators, when they put that shit on, I think they got a point.
Yeah.
That is send me a picture of your vagine right there. That is good shit.
Yeah.
So,
See, I don't see colors, so I didn't even know it was an Indian
no,
show.
I'm
I
happy.
just
Yeah,
thought this was really.
I'm happy you refer to it as Kula.
All right. Yeah, I didn't even notice it.
We're woke. We watch
Yeah.
Soul Plane, Indian Police Force, the
I
BJs. We don't
thought
watch any white people
I thought I
shows.
was watching the new remake of Police Academy. That's
Yeah.
what I thought I was watching.
That's what, you know what? Not bad. Where everyone, okay, no. That joke was going to be too bad and definitely not going to work. It would have been for us. So we're just going to leave it at that one. So
I want you to just whisper it in my ear tonight.
like that.
Oh, he's cranking his hog.
He's cranking his
Dude, we had
hogarino.
our best hog chant we've ever had on
Oh
Friday.
my God, thank you, Kelton.
Yeah.
Nick performed at Platypus. It was a great
Show's
show.
your hog.
And I'm like, we're going to get a hog chant. And I think Kelton knows how hog chants go. We're hog, hog,
I taught
hog.
him at the Sexton show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kelton, we were just going to go hog, hog, hog. But Kelton hijacked it and he led, show us that hog. Show us that hog. And people who are not there to see Nick got involved. The whole room was going, show us that hog. Show us that hog.
In all reality,
It was an all ages show, by the way.
I did.
Yeah,
Was it
that's
really? No, it was at a
why
bar. It was at a bar.
it was at a bar, but it says on the poster all ages, and that's why we're like, oh yeah, this is why they, you know, the show ends at like 10:30, you know? Because afterwards Nick's like, Jesus Christ, you fucking animals. Show us that hog. It was great.
That was
It
good.
was super
That was
fun.
sick.
It was thick. A little thicky.
Yeah, is Nick gonna get some new shirts made?
I don't know. I found an extra large crop top for me, so I'm gonna wear
There you
that
go.
somewhere. Wear it at the next Noir Day show. Be like, yeah, I'm their manager, Terry.
Yeah, the guy who's taking the door, or God damn it, the fucking money at the door. I'm handing him, or like I see him like go behind the curtain, and I'm like,
I could sneak
I like
in.
turn to Danielle, and I'm like, yeah, let's see if I can get us in here for free. We got fucking fast food money for this later. And then right as I get there, he's like, oh, I see what your game. You immediately go, and I was like, no, I'm the publicist for Noir Days. And then he's like, oh yeah, I've met your manager. I've met you named like I met your sound guy. Your okay, yeah, no. And I was like, okay, here we go, here we
He
go.
really called you. You tried to
Yeah.
roll a 20 and
Yeah.
he hit a one.
I mean, it was all in like good
Baldur's Gate
humor. It was
one.
a very pleasant tone. It wasn't like he was just giving me shit,
Yeah.
basically. But yeah, it He wasn't actually mad, but yes, I just kept
Just Baldur's Gate level. Yeah.
charisma.
Baldur's Gate level there. Jew. He
Man.
does not buy for an instance that you are a publicist or capable of publicizing
Wait,
anything.
you don't believe
You
I'm
owe this man
you don't
$10.
believe I'm a publicist? Well,
Sir, I'm a notary.
here, just
Yeah.
one. Sir, I'm a notary, and also I have an offer for you. Like,
I went to Gilliard. Oh man. It's good up. More baseball?
what time is it? We're probably close to an hour.
It's
We, oh,
10.
yeah, we got Tim at least 10 minutes left.
Okay, we can do a little. This team sucks right now. We have three catchers, because we want to get Wilson and Yvonne in the lineup every day. And after we said that, we didn't start both of them today. We only started Wilson. So
Well, Yvonne needed a day off, so I'm like, okay, then you
sure.
put Pedro to catch, and Willie can fucking like
Yeah, just
DH.
or have Yvonne DH, you know? It's kind of like a semi-rest spot. The thing
Yeah.
that's demanding for catchers is never hitting. It is the squat, the squatting. The squatting is bad. It hurts. Okay, squatting, it
It's also why I
hurts.
think like a lot of catchers are just going to like the one knee style. It's a lot easier to be in that fucking position than
I'd imagine
squatting.
so. Who knows? I
I mean,
mean,
plus I think there is some element to it, but
I did it
yeah,
when
you could
I
leave your
caught.
arm exposed.
I did it with no one on and less than two strikes when I caught. And my coach is like, "Why do you do that?" I'm like, "I don't know. I see Yachty do it, and he's been playing forever. So, I
Yeah,
don't know.
I'm in
Fuck,
high school. My
fuck
fucking
off, old man. You're a baseball
I bet my
coach.
knees hurt more than Yachty's.
You know what I'm talking about, baby? You know what I'm talking about, baby?
Man. Oh,
Show us
gotcha.
that. Oh,
Let's see.
I apologize, Ellie De La Cruz. Let's make that official."
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have a thing.
What is it?
This fucking sorry ass Brewers team. They're cheats
I
to me.
know. I
Like,
know.
that's the
I
most
know.
frustrating thing about this weekend.
They're
It's
not
like, yeah,
good.
they were first in the division, but also like that lineup is dog shit.
The Brewers have scored after today, 114 runs. They're just really good at limiting them because they've given up only 79. I feel the same. This is kind of like last year's Brewers team where they rest so much on their pitching and they're gonna hit like shit. They're not so far. It's gonna turn around. It's gonna bite them in the ass eventually. But I mean.
I mean, the Cubs are scarier. Like the first Cubs series will be a telling thing.
You know, I'm more confident with everyone in the division but us. Is a car alarm going off?
Yeah.
Oh,
All the
okay.
way out here
All the way out
in the
here.
country.
In the suburbs. Oh no. Where else will we go to gentrify? Oh no.
I hear that there's an abandoned church downtown we can turn into a
I
microbrewery.
know. Ryan would get news updates for
Oh no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about downtown Cape.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Yeah, we need our
the
microbrewery and car wash. You
yeah.
know, we need, how about make them the same?
Yeah.
Another whiskey
Can the
place.
car wash also be a drive-through vape shop?
Drive-through vape slash head shop, you know, is
Yeah.
what it can be, too. We'll call it. It's like that joke
Wait.
how you would fuck with Tyler on. I can't remember what it was. That he was talk that he was suggesting, but I told him we would go to a paintball store or paint like Blodgett, and I just kept making turning it into the most obnoxiously like too many cooks in the kitchen type of business. Like, come on down to Blodgett Paintball Pizzeria, Ice Skate Rink, Ammo Head Shop Emporium. Where we have paintballs, pizza, head shop, all kinds of vapes, and skateboards. Skateboards are now in, along with Mall Ninja swords and stuff like that. And I would just, I, for a whole week, that was my bit. And I would just at random starts screaming that at him, like, get on down to Blodgett Paintball Pizzeria War Combat Zone. Get you a slice of pie. Shoot the enemy before he shoots you.
Jesus Christ. All right. That's fun.
That is funny. So I guess we could do something like that. Like, come on, Blodgett Paintball Pizzeria, head shop, discount vape and gas station mobile on the run. Pizza Combat Zone is now expanding its business. We have bought out the old theater in downtown Cape Girardeau, where we are now proud to open up Blodgett Paintball Pizzeria, Combat Zone Pizzeria, Vape Shop, Emporium Whiskey, Cast Discount Tasting Shop, along with free drive-through car wash, as well as luxury apartments. Get you a taste of Blodgett Paintball Pizzeria, Combat Zone Discount Whiskey, Vape Shop.
I have a question. Does this establishment have Tesla chargers in front for the?
No, we don't believe in that pussy shit.
you actually do, but do you just draw the power from the Tesla?
We lie. We lie, boy. We only have Teslas.
You thought this was a charger? This is a Drano.
No, they would say it country fried. They say Teslas. Only we have Teslas.
I drive a Tesla.
Oh, speaking of which,
that's my That's my crumble champ is Elon with the gas pedals that are getting stuck.
They have to recall their trucks.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh,
I saw one of those trucks in the wild.
Crumble champ right there.
I saw one of them in the wild.
In St. Louis?
Yeah. It was horrifying to see. And it's hilarious to see that all the trucks he's made so far are getting recalled.
Well, it's funny too because, you know, like the DeLoreans don't rust because they are stainless steel, I think generally. But like,
yeah,
this is also stainless steel, but it's not like it's a much a worse quality of stainless steel because that's what it all is these days.
Yeah,
so, like,
it's
cars are going to be rusty. You're gonna have to take a fucking Brillo pad to this fucking car.
It sucks. Yeah, it's hilarious that because you remember they had a recall. You know, quotations, all their cars, and we made memes on, but it's just for a software update. They had to put in pretty much all their cars. But the truck is genuinely hilarious because it's not like a software update to be like, don't run over child. It is, yeah, I mean, the gas pedal, you won't be able to stop no matter how hard you try, like until you hit something harder than your truck. What a piece of shit vehicle. Jesus Christ.
That thing just goes like.
Elon, I have the perfect idea. What about a truck that's not a truck, but a polyhedron? People would love to drive that on the road. You know the Warthog from Halo? What if we did it, but in beta testing? I like what you think. I'm going to name my son, my next child, after this truck, after the transmission parts on it. And then I'm going to buy a platform to harass gay people on.
Well, actually, Tom, it's an EV, so there is no transmission, but good fucking job.
You know what?
It is all the torque immediately the second you hit the gas.
You're 100% right. As Elon Musk, the smartest man in the world, we don't need transmissions. I'm going to buy Twitter so we can get rid of all these transmissions.
Gotten so much worse.
What, Twitter?
I mean, like, I know.
Yeah, I keep getting the same checkout link in bio or whatever, or tagging into like some bullshit crypto scam, and just, I don't know. I can't wait for that fucking guy to die. I really can't. It's not a threat, FBI. Everyone dies, baby. That's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back.
Will we just go full bore into Blue Sky, whatever?
Eventually, when they make it to where you can post like GIFs and videos and stuff, I think it'd be kind of good.
And you, I mean,
they might be able to now. I haven't checked on it in a while.
Well, the thing is, because I did read, and this could be fake news. I did not fact check.
Fake news.
But like, they might, like, he has been seriously discussing like putting like a small charge. Like, you would have to like probably put a card.
Oh, Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like new users, they're looking at like a service fee for first.
That would be for new users, not existing.
New ones, yeah. If
okay,
if they're gonna charge me monthly to use that fucking platform, I will delete that in the pod's like account so fast. Like, nah, not at this point. Like, dipshit. All you had to do is not be a safe haven to like right wingers and Nazis and transphobes, and fucking Bank of America and Halliburton would come back and pump your fucking little South African emerald mining dick with money. But no, he couldn't. He couldn't. Fucking dipshit. God damn. It sucks how many like evil motherfuckers like him can just live forever. It really is. So
He's gonna bioengineer a second Elon.
yeah, he's gonna give himself fucking big ass abs. But knowing his like design, he's gonna put the abs on his back. He's like, oh, it's a new. He's not gonna play it off like it's a mistake. It's like, his newest cool thing is having back abs.
You know what we need to do is we need to find a way, leftists being we,
The ultimate leftist, might
to
add.
radicalize Barron Trump. We need to get Barron on our side.
He's 20 feet tall. He
Yeah.
is. He is like a Danish nightmare.
He's
Fucking.
Clifford the Big Red Dog,
He's a Danish
the
urban
man.
legend. Yeah, he is. Look how big this dog is. Look how big this Trump is. We gotta get Barron on our side.
Yeah. Maybe we can like call in some favors to like Berkeley to give him like a full ride.
Yeah, and they just fill him with communist thought. Yeah,
Yeah.
because Berkeley, as we all know, is the only communist college in the United States. That's why so many base people came out. We cannot let him go to Chicago. Okay, we got to keep him away from that.
He
So
can go to Chicago, but he must be homeschooled by Lori Lightfoot.
by Lori Light.
Because
All right.
I think that will turn him into like a Marianne
A
Williamson
beer
type of
drinking
liberal.
queen, baby.
That'll be, yeah, he'll be a Marianne Williamson beer drinking, or not beer drinking, like type of
We
liberal. Where
combine the
she's like
world's
based, but is also batshit crazy because.
largest boy with the woman with the world's largest forehead, and we shall create a political entity so unstoppable,
I've never
as well
seen
as the power of Coors Light.
I've just never seen an adult woman look just that like wide-eyed. It's just like a Jordan Peele fucking movie.
It really, folks, we're not here to objectify or criticize how women look, okay?
This is Courage the Cowardly Dog,
Right.
looking eyes. Like, what is going on?
Lori Lightfoot looks fucked up. That's all we're saying. That's all we're gonna say, folks. So, yeah.
We could do the Tim Dillon thing where we just read her like reviews on Yelp that she was writing. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh my God,
She's
she's an
batshit.
insane. Oh, she goes ape shit on like a limousine company, and it's and then they like argue back and forth in the comments, her and the business.
Man,
It's
that's awesome.
yeah, she's very
Illinois
petty.
Democrats,
We
man,
need to
they don't
find Lori
play.
Lightfoot's Yelp. There
Yeah.
you go. That's your homework assignment.
Yeah.
Not preparing for a guest we're gonna have next week.
Kelsey Bird is going to join us next Sunday from Peace, Love, and Baseball. So we're
Yeah.
getting guests again.
We're getting guests. We're
I have
gonna.
not heard back from Nick on B Shave, so maybe one of us will reach out to B
Ooh.
Shave.
Greg Warren, dude.
I'll reach out to Greg so we can get Kelsey, Greg, and B Shave
Then we
on.
gotta
That'd
get
be
Kyle
good.
back on.
Yeah. Kyle's blacklisted.
Why is he blacklisted?
Because he didn't kiss me at the fucking opening day. I wanted to kiss. He wouldn't give
He
me a
wasn't even
kiss.
wearing a Cardinals jersey
He
either. He was
wasn't.
wearing a black hoodie.
Yeah, fucking cuck. Wouldn't kiss me. I got all dolled up, whored out for him. He didn't kiss me on the little lips. I'm
Yeah,
really upset
as
by that.
you left me as I went to go get his beer.
I could trust you. You're the only one I could trust there.
You were a thief. I wanted to go see Kyle. I wanted to
I
give him a
offered him
big
one of the
hug.
beers, but I ended up just giving them to Kelsey. So
I wanted to give Kyle a big hug.
trying to get him to come and see him. Like, Josh doesn't have much longer to live. And he's like, "Why is that?" I'm like, "He's dating again." He's like, "I can't bear to see him in that
Gonna
condition."
kill himself.
Yeah, him, Kyle,
No, I'm gonna kill him.
you're
Talk about
he's
me.
gonna do it, Kyle, unless
Yeah.
you apologize and give him a little kiss.
Just a little mwah, right in the cheek.
We got to see
Mwah.
Stu and Kyle that day too, and I wonder if,
Dude, Stu's gone through it. Oh,
dude,
but
yeah.
obviously we're. But yeah,
Yeah.
that guy, he is a champion, and I love him, and I
Dude,
want more music from him.
I'll have to ask Stu and Kyle. I'm like, were you as disappointed as I thought you guys were when you saw how we looked in person? Like, mainly me.
Dude, I was swagged
Snoop
out
brought
that
his dad.
day.
That was the fun thing.
Yeah.
His dad was like, "Yeah, you betcha." His dad totally was a TV dad. It ruled. Very proud of my son,
Man.
Mr. Styles. So,
You're doing well in Bombs Away, too.
am I?
I think so. Yeah.
I'll have to check. I got second place last year, but I choked it away like a coot.
Yeah, well,
So,
now we have like 500 fucking people in it, so it's a way bigger.
yeah, we'll dominate. Okay, Crumble Champs. What'd you say it was? The
My was either,
Teslas?
yeah, mine was just Elon.
Elon. Yeah. Mine goes to Rachel Luba, and congrats on your clandestine engagement to Trevor Bauer. She's getting roasted by
Yeah.
Lindsay Hill and some of the others. About Trevor leveled some kind of like I can't remember, some kind of criminal suit against a woman he said falsely accused of him of impregnating her or some shit. I haven't looked into it. So sorry for that. But a lot of people are lumping in the other accusers, like, no. And so they have been cooking Barstool asses and Trevor Bauer's ass and Eric Sim's ass online. It's been very good to see. So,
You know, with Lindsay Hill,
yeah.
you know, there was like a month ago, people on Twitter were being like, oh, we're getting blank this in the culture war, would have never imagined. It was like just like the tomboys. You saw that all over Twitter.
Oh yeah, the
Like,
Alabama chick. That chick's like conservative as
yeah,
fuck.
like Lindsay Hill is going to get, you know, she's basically calling these guys like MAGA assholes. And then, you know, so she's like kind of being based. And I'm like, man. She fits that
She's
perfect,
in
like,
Tennessee.
yeah,
We'd be
she,
like, fucking,
yeah.
let's do a live recording. Let's fucking hang
There's a
out and
girl
talk
that
shit.
has gone noodling before for fish.
No,
Like,
yeah. Follow Lindsay Hill. It's she's very I don't know like her political prescriptions to a T, but she seems like a liberal. That's good, you know. And she's sticking it to these fucking godless heathen
What if
Trevor Bauer
she's
stands.
libertarian?
There's no such thing as a female libertarian. Josh, come on, come on. Josh, come on. There's no such thing as a female libertarian. Have you ever seen one? You ever? It is I, Jesse
It's
Ventura.
funny after you say that. Other than that, Joe Jorgensen, I've never seen.
Go, I used to call her Go-Go Jorgensen is what I used to call her. But you know, Heather Ann Campbell, she's a comedian, she's a writer for Rick and Morty. She used to be one. That was the last one I remember. And then she said she's like, they became a bunch of fascists, so now I'm like a leftist and I'm gay married. So I'm like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
She wrote one of my favorite
Those people that
episodes.
don't like paying taxes but like weed and gay people.
Yeah, it
Like
used to be
that's all
that.
it used
Now
to
it's
be.
like, but we also like Hitler, you know, and age of consent. What's up with that? You know?
And yeah, the don't
And
drive.
also, like, their defense for not paying taxes when you delve into it is usually like, yeah, I just don't think we should, you know, be coerced into it. I'm like, all right,
I
like
was like,
you go, everything you have to your name, even if you win, live off the grid, it's all a product of the state, dude. Like, you're just gonna have to. Hey, I know you don't want to go to bed, but you have to go to bedtime. It's bedtime now. You have to pay your taxes. Like, I might, so when I voted on this, whatever is the primary ballot or whatever we did, they had the Prop T for Jackson School District, and like I don't have any kids, and honestly, like I can't remember if the tax was just for like real estate or property values on it or whatever or property tax on it. So I'm like, yeah, I'm still gonna vote for this. Like, not my money. If it is my money and I don't have kids, like I don't. Yeah, I want. That's, you know, that's a good thing.
Tom, I'm also your publicist, and I have an offer for
And I have an
you.
offer for you. Like we all have to, we all pay for stuff that don't directly benefit
No.
us. You know, we pay for shit
Science.
that sucks.
Science has evolved to such a point. I have a real offer for you.
What's your offer?
Science has advanced to such a point
Uh-huh.
where women can do a
Oh.
temporary transplant of
Yeah.
their uterus into a male abdomen.
Transitioning surgery?
No. No, you would
Oh.
temporarily have the uterus.
Nice.
You would be a surrogate essentially for the baby. They
Oh.
take the uterus out, they do a C-section on the uterus, pull the baby out, then they stitch it back up. They take it out of you, they throw it back in her.
Into the Yes, it's like a potato head
Yeah.
with all its many
Like
parts.
you are basically a Russian nesting doll with one of the nesting dolls not matching your
No
outer.
joke. I would love to see a doctor do shit like that, just to be like, yeah, all you fucking science is science people out there, get a load of this shit.
We made the first.
Jackass theme song played.
I couldn't figure out the umbilical cord, so all I ended up doing was just linking it up with
I
a
got a
skull.
strudel pipe. It goes to a pack strudel. That baby gonna be coming out screaming German.
It goes straight to your fucking colon, and the baby's just a shit, like a shit baby.
Yeah, it's no, it's like the still suits, the shit suits, and Dune is what it is. Okay, we need to name out these Patronuses. Pat,
Pat, Cran,
Cran,
Bravo.
Bravo, Jeff, Alex, Tyler, Nick, James, and Richie.
That's there's the bet. There's the nine.
Yep.
We need to get a tenth. Tell your friends. Tell your
Yep, that's
mothers.
over 60. Yeah.
Tell your fathers. One of these days we're gonna buy something with this money.
I didn't buy it. We didn't buy it now. I'm just growing it, making a nest out, big old nest, making big old egg out of it is
I
what
can't
I'm
wait till the
doing.
first day where we like have our shit to such a way that we I you're like, hey, we have this money. Here's like $100. Like if I got 100, like if our cuts for like Patreon money, we had like say $400 a month. If I
That'd
got
be awesome.
$100 a month, I would quit my job immediately.
Okay, all right. Right. Okay. That is gonna be, I'd be over the moon. I could save a little money, pay for my groceries. Went
Quit
with
my job.
you sounded,
We're gonna live off the
you
fat of
sounded,
the pod.
you.
We're gonna live off the fat of
You
the
sounded like when an 8-year-old gets 20 bucks and it's the biggest, it's the largest amount of money he's seen at that point.
pod.
It's just your concept of like, if you're an 8th grader, we're like, here's $100. We're like, I can buy a house.
We're living off the fat of the pod.
Oh my God, dude. Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Who we fucking tonight?
Fuck the Brewers.
Fuck the
Fuck
Brewers. You got lucky.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Shitty beer state.
Ooh. You know what we're not gonna fuck
What?
is the fans that booed the team off the fucking field today.
Good for them.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys are heroes.
Fuck the Brewers, but fuck the Cards.